Justin Fu back with you, now joined by Coach Chris Brown to talk Royal Valley boys basketball. The Panthers remain undefeated, 12-0 and 8-0 in the Big 7 League, and up to the number one spot this week in the Class 3A state rankings as well. So things going good, Coach. Three games in 3 days last week. You win them all at home in your tournament against Santa Fe Trail, Waubunsee, and Chapman. So good to see some different opponents, not have to go outside your friendly confines, and certainly good to not only get three wins, but sounded like played pretty good basketball, huh?
Yeah, we played really well. You know, the Santa Fe Trail and Chapman wins were both really good wins and took care of business, but it was the Friday game against Waubunsee. You know, they're a really good team, and runner-ups in 2A last year and brought back just about everybody. And they shot it well against us. You know, they made 10 threes, and to win that one comfortably, that was kind of, I felt like, one of the better games we played this year. Played great as a team. You know, everybody contributed, and played really good defense. Didn't guard the three-point line, like I said, quite like we'd want to, but took away easy baskets, and like I said, Waubunsee's really good. So getting a double-digit win there was really nice.
So 12-0, things have been, you know, going well all season, but what's maybe been the difference as we talk about your team reaching a new level maybe over the last week or so? I mean, what extra gear have they found, or what do you feel like the team's doing a lot better here at this point?
You know, we're shooting it really well. You know, I think our perceived weakness maybe would be the three-point shooting, right? And certainly throughout parts of the year we've struggled with it, but about the last four games now we've really shot it well from three. So, you know, when these guys come in and can shoot, you know, 40% from three as a team, and we have certain guys that are all up there in the 40s right now, that kind of adds a whole other dimension. And just our pace, playing faster, getting the ball up the floor, finding good early shots and knocking them down.
You know, talented team, obviously, and guys that obviously have kind of settled into a pretty good role. But you mentioned with the more convincing wins that you had in the tournament at home against Santa Fe Trail and Chapman, were you able to see a few other guys get a little taste of some varsity and maybe what they might be able to bring to the table in the future?
Yeah, you know, it's one of the things we talk about with our guys, that we're in a pretty unique spot. You know, obviously, this year's awesome, and we're really focused on this year, but we're on our younger guys all the time. Hey, we've got five senior starters, you know, so you guys need to start thinking about what you need to do to become a better player for the future. So it's great getting those younger guys some varsity playing time against, you know, varsity-level competition, just so they can start to get used to that speed, because, unfortunately, we can't keep this senior group around any longer. They only give us the 4 years. So, you know, it's good for those guys, any reps they can get when the varsity comes in there and takes care of business. Getting some of those younger guys in is always nice.
What's been the approach this week? Obviously, you didn't have a game on Tuesday, so a little bit of time here to catch your breath before a Mission Valley game on Friday, and then jumping back through the Big 7 a second time.
Yeah, you know, Monday was really short practice, just mostly about a 45-minute shoot around, and then yesterday, since we had Tuesday off, we kind of just took an opportunity to run a whole bunch of scrimmage-type situations, more so for conditioning than playing well, but we played okay in practice yesterday, and then now we'll kind of get back into our normal, you know, routine of Wednesday, Thursday prep for the Friday game. So, yeah, certainly different, unique week, you know, playing all the way till Saturday last week and then having Tuesday off, but now starting here today, we're ready to roll and get back into our normal routine.
Well, we'll look forward to chatting again next week and kind of talk about going through the Big 7 the second time through. The league looks really good. I mean, to be 8-0 at this point is great, and probably at the start of the season, but maybe even more so now, and they're ranked number one in the state, going to have to deal with that bullseye on your back, probably getting everybody's best shot here in the month of February. So we'll talk more next week. Coach, thanks for your time, and good luck on Friday.
All right, thank you.
Chris Brown, head coach of the Panthers. The Royal Valley Coaches Shows are brought to you by the Holton Community Hospital and Family Medicine, located in Hoyt.